One thing I
know. Yeah, we crossed 35,000, yeah. Everybody. What?
Big.
Heck yeah, that's good job, everyone. Good for the project.
Thank you so much.
Bren, do you want to talk a little bit about what that money will go to?
Yes, absolutely. Hi, everybody. Erin Reed here. I cover trans legislation on TikTok, Twitter, Substack, all of the places. And we are raising money for the Trevor Project. They are a suicide prevention effort for LGBTQ people, which is especially important this year, considering that there are over 320 bills targeting the trans community in 2023. The Trevor Project not only does suicide prevention through, you know, mental health crisis services, but they also send people to all of these hearings. And I've watched so many hearings where people from the Trevor Project go and speak and argue against the bills. And the things that they submit as testimony are going to be used in court cases that will overturn so many of these anti-trans laws. And so it's a really good cause to support. I'm really glad to see us at 35,000. And I'm really glad to just be here with all of these wonderful people in chat and just experience queer joy with all of you playing a really trans-coded game, Celeste. And just, yeah, this is fun.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah, Stardew Valley. I love Stardew Valley. Who do you romance in Stardew Valley?
Wait, what?
I think someone brought it up as a joke, and then we just went with it.
I'm missing something. Some of the stuff you're working on.
Yeah, so, you know, I am drafting laws and working on that. I'll be dropping off in what's called the Hopper, which gets it into the system, a ban on the gay trans panic defense law tomorrow, so it'll go for a hearing in about a week. I have a handful of co-sponsors on that, including one Republican, which is lovely. Montana's legislature is like 68 Republicans, 32 Dems in the House. So anything good on human rights is basically doomed to fail. But it will be a really good hearing. We'll be fighting like hell on this stuff. There's about 40 anti-LGBTQ bills behind the scenes, and I think we've killed about half of them.
Oh, amazing.
But the ones that have come forward so far that have had hearings, we have not yet been able to stop. But we're working on it. The two big ones that are coming is our drag ban and a ban on youth gender affirming care, and it's going to be a hell of a fight to stop them. But it's strange being in a legislature. There's a lot of kindness in that room, and right behind that veil of kindness is just an ocean of cruelty. And figuring out how to navigate that to move all the needles is—it's the hard work. But I'm happy to be here.
No, I mean, we definitely appreciate it. I mean, that is really the hard work. I mean, someone has to be there, and it's really good to have like actual trans representatives doing that hard work. I mean, I can't imagine how tiresome it must be, like, every day seeing all those bills go forward.
The amount of dinners and drinks I've had and one-on-ones with moderate Republicans who are probably, to be honest, 2 to 10 years away from really getting it has been hard. But it's, you know, there's ways to move the needle quickly, but inside the realm of politics, the needle tends to move slowly, and so I don't think my work is more important than anything else going on, but I do think it's necessary if you want to move the needle in the political sphere.
Definitely. I mean, it's really important. I guess something, because I don't know if you can say too much, but like how do you believe that a lot of these politicians like actually believe all this anti-trans stuff, or are they just kind of like capitulating to like a weird fever in like the electorate right now? Like these Republicans, do a lot of these people actually care about this? It's just unbelievable to me, like, in 2023 that, like, drag bans are happening. Like, it's just unreal. Like, do they believe this?
Hey, June, yes. Can you turn your mic up a little bit?
Oh, so sorry, yes.
Sorry, that's better. That's been sitting for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I would actually break it into four distinct categories. You'd have, on the right, there are, for sure, far-right folks who are, quote-unquote, true believers. They do not like LGBTQ people. They have a very strong desire to have sort of Christianity, a very narrow view of Christianity, as like the center of all policy in the United States, and they're very hardcore on this stuff. There's a second segment which doesn't really care about it, but is pretty far right, that is using and putting forward bills like this as ways to try to catch moderate Republicans so that they can primary them and get them out, and that they can move the needle farther to the right within their own party. Then there's also a group of moderate Republicans who do not like this stuff, but are afraid of getting primaried, or they have national ambitions, and I've talked to a handful of both of those types, and they say very sweet things to you, and then they press the wrong button when voting time comes. And then there are Republicans in our House, probably 3 to 5 out of the 68, who will flip the middle finger to their party every day and say, you know, trans rights are human rights and y'all can go to hell. And figuring out how to get more folks in that latter category is part of what keeps me up at night and part of what keeps me busy during the day.
Yeah, I can't imagine that's easy. I mean, it feels like an impossible task sometimes, but the way I see it, I mean, we can't just like give up, you know?
Well, the good news is it would be an impossible task if I were doing it alone. But there are near a dozen trans reps across the country. You have people like Aaron and Alejandra, who I see in here, who are doing a ton of work carrying the reporting side of things. And then you have everyone in this chat from Bugs to Hassan making a difference in their realm. And so we're not alone.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, like, whenever I see, like, infighting right now, especially, like, in trans communities, it's like, the way I see it is, like, do we really need to be, like, fighting over, like, little things when we have very, like, much more important things going on? Because, like, at the end of the day, like, especially with trans rights, we're all allies here. Like, I mean, clearly. Yeah. Like, so do we really have to, like, spend the time doing really insular infighting when we could actually be working together and, like, trying to change shit for the better?
I mean, it's also a thing where with everything going on, like, it's so demoralizing.
We just about hit 50,000.
Yeah, hold on, yo. We just got a $10,000 donation. We just got a 10K donation. Big.
Holy shit.
Someone donate, like,
good job, person out there. Cents. Good job. You're amazing.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. I am.
Holy shit.
This is amazing.
Let's go. Yeah.
50K. See, chat. This is also the good work. This is exactly what Zoe was just talking about. How, you know, you do have the representatives that are out there and like us and stuff, but you also have all of you who are raising all of this money for such an important organization who's out there fighting all these bills, because people like Zoe need people like the Trevor Project showing up to the hearings and standing on the other end and letting people know what all of these bills do to people. And so
we also need the joy. We need...
Yes, yes.
I could not make it through my day if I didn't get bombarded with joyous messages of trans people living their lives and being proud of who they are. That stuff is a balm to my soul, and it pushes us through moments like this.
Yeah, the best...